My name is Stephen Guerra, and I am the Assistive Technology Specialist for Independent Living Aids. What you're about to hear is a demonstration of the most innovative and accessible digital voice recorder and MP3 player on the market today. I'm speaking about the Milestone 311. The Milestone 311 digital voice recorder and MP3 player measures 3.5 inches long, 2 inches wide, and 0.5 inches deep. It's just about the size of a credit card. Some of its exciting features are
internal memory, memory card voice recorder, MP3 player.
Just to name a few. As you can hear, it has a clear female voice. So, without further ado, let's dive in and see exactly what the Milestone 311 is all about. The Milestone 311, as mentioned before, is just about the size of a credit card. On it, as you're looking at it, has an internal speaker in the very middle on the bottom of the unit, and has 5 navigation keys just above it, from top to bottom. The first top key is key number 1. It's the smallest button on the unit, and serves as the quick record button. Directly below it is the largest button on the unit, and it has a flat surface, and is the play pause button. To its left, while looking at it, you'll feel a arrow to the left. Tactically, it's the rewind button. To the right of the play pause button, you'll feel a right arrow, tactically, and it's the fast forward button. Directly below the play pause button, you'll feel a button with the letter X. Most would indicate that that is a stop button. Well, in all actuality, it's the mode button. The mode button, pressed with other buttons, will allow you to do more advanced features. Hypothetically, if I press the mode button plus the left arrow button, you'll hear volume down.
Volume down.
And if I press the mode button plus the fast forward button, you'll hear
volume up.
Now, on the very top of the unit, across the very top edge, from left to right, there's a small little round button, which is the select button, and that will, when pressed with other keys, will allow you to navigate to the other folders in the unit, and we'll touch on that in a moment. To the right of the select button is the USB port. Now, the USB cable that comes with the Milestone serves two purposes. Not only does it allow you to transfer files to and from the unit to your PC, but it also serves as a power source. So when your USB cable is plugged into your Milestone and your PC, it's pulling power from the PC to charge your batteries. To the right of the USB port is your AC adapter port. The Milestone 311 comes with rechargeable lithium polymer batteries, which are not removable. Now, going back to the USB connection, when you connect your Milestone to your PC for the first time, you'll see 7 files. Those 7 files are the 5 folders that are within the unit that allows you to navigate through, labeled M1 through M5. And just for your information, those folders labeled M1 through M5 are not able to be deleted, much like the Apple iPod. The other 2 files you'll see, one is a manual in the Microsoft Word format for the Milestone 311, and the other file is a settings file. Again, be very careful not to delete this file, because again, if you decide to voice label your folders and or make any settings changes, that's where these configuration settings are kept. So be very careful not to delete this file. When going into the internal folders, you can copy music, audiobooks, etc., whatever you wish. The only file types the Milestone 311 will play are MP3 files. The Milestone 311, when you make digital voice recordings, are making them entirely in MP3 format. When you make your voice recording with the Milestone 311, you're making it with the internal microphone. Your recordings are being recorded at 32 kilobits per second, a mono recording style. The Milestone 311, in recording with other devices, allows you to record via line-in or with a stereo mic. on the very bottom edge of the unit on the far right is the 3.5mm earphone jack, which then also dubs as a line-in or stereo mic jack. Be reminded, when using a stereo mic, the stereo mic must have a preamp. When using a stereo mic to record, it will record at 192 kilobits per second in stereo format. So yes, you can use stereo mics. So in order to change your recording method, there is a three-key combination that you must press so you can do this. And the unit will default back to the internal mic unless you actually use the line-in or stereo mic. So I'm going to press the select, rewind, and fast-forward button, and this is what you're going to hear.
Recording from external device.
And then you start using your line-in and or your stereo mic jack. When you connect your Milestone 311 via the USB cable to your PC, this is the message you'll hear from the Milestone, indicating to you that you're now connected.
Connection activated.
So now you're connected, and your Milestone 311 will show up as the M311 removable drive. You can then copy and paste your files, your MP3 files, into your Milestone 311. Then disconnect your unit and be on your merry way. Again, this is what it's going to sound like when you disconnect.
Connection deactivated. MP3 player.
That is one of the many messages that you'll hear when you're connecting your, as I said, when you connect your unit to you via the USB cable to your PC. Another one of the messages that's very important that makes this unit so accessible is when you press the mode button and hold it in, it gives you a battery status. It tells you how much memory you have left and tells you how much of your battery is left charged and what percentages. Let's take a listen.
MP3 player. 512 megabyte. 100. Percent available. Battery fully charged.
There you go. Now, just, it said 512 megabyte. What we're using here, and what we have on the side of the unit, is a memory card. And we'll touch on that in a moment. But you heard a very clear, distinctive information provided to you. You heard very distinctly that you have 512 megabytes available, meaning the full amount of the memory card is available. And on top of it, it says it's 100% fully charged. That means your battery does not need to be charged. As time goes on, as your battery life decreases, you'll hear that percentage go down. At some point, if your battery is so depleted, when you press any of the buttons, it will give you a 3-beep low tone. Now, I cannot replicate that here because the battery is fully charged. You'll hear that low tone when indeed that does happen for you. The Milestone 311 is usable with memory cards. These are SD cards. They fit in on the right side of the unit. And you'll hear, now I just pulled it out and I'm going to punch it back in so you can hear the connection tone. So now my memory card is in. The MP3 player will only work with a memory card in. It is recommended by the manufacturer, as well as independent living aids, that you purchase your memory card commercially at any of your local electronics dealers. You can go into any local electronics dealers where memory cards are sold and request to purchase either a SanDisk or Toshiba memory card. The memory card you purchase should not exceed 2 gigs. That will give you up to 140 hours of digital voice recording if you choose to use the memory card in that fashion. The internal memory of the Milestone 311 is 256 megabytes, which is just about 2 hours of recording time. So you can see thus far, between the maximum amount of memory card space you have if you choose to buy a 2 gig card, you have 140 hours of recording time, and in the internal memory you have 2 hours of recording time, which is certainly a great deal. Now, I'm going to switch back here to the memory card.
Memory card voice recorder.
Folder number one.
You heard there where it said folder number one. The Milestone 311, when you get the unit, labels its folders such as this.
Two.
It just labels them with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 with the 5 navigation keys. And we'll touch on those navigation keys in a moment. Going back to folder number one.
Folder number one.
You can voice label the folders. Two. Two. So let's go to folder number three.
Two.
What you're doing is holding the select button down and pressing in the desired folder number button that you want. In this case, I was using the rewind button. So I pressed in and held in the rewind button until I heard a signifying beep, and we'll hear that again. Forgive me. Let's try it again. Folder number two. Then I let them go, and I hear another descending beep, and which tells me that now I'm on folder number two.
Folder number two.
Now, I hit that same key combination, the select button and the rewind button, quickly again to hear it. If I want to record over it, I have to hold the select button down and the rewind button and hold it in. Folder number two. And you hold it in for just about between 3 and 5 seconds. So, now that you've seen the neat little feature to voice label your folders, whether it be on the internal memory or the memory card, let's go back to folder number one.
Folder number one.
And I want to play for you a voice recording I did for this demonstration.
Greetings from Independent Living Aids. You're listening to a demonstration of the Milestone 3 button.
You can hear that was done with the internal mic, and it's a very clear and crisp-sounding recording. When navigating on a Milestone 311 through your different folders, I mentioned before that as a default, unless you voice label your folders, the folders will be named number 1 through 5. I say this because, as mentioned before, the record button at the very top of the unit is 1, rewind is 2, play pause is 3, fast forward is 4, and the X, or the mode button, is 5. When you navigate, whether it be on the internal memory or on the memory card, if you choose to get one, and take into account, I'm going to be using the same button configuration as I just mentioned to you. I'm going to start with the 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 buttons. And to navigate between the folders, you're going to first start by hitting the select button, which is at the top left edge of the milestone, on the very top edge of the unit itself. And we're here in the internal memory, and I've voice labeled my folders, but you'll be able to hear what I'm talking about.
Podcasts. Music. Folder number 3. ILA notes. Miscellaneous notes.
Now that's on the internal memory, and I did 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Let's go to
the memory card.
Folder number 1.
And it will always go back to where you last left off. Take this into consideration when you're playing an audiobook or a music file. It will always, wherever you pause it, it will last pick up where you last left off. We're in a memory card, and we're going to go through the same folders.
Folder number one. Folder number two.
Three. Four.
Folder number five.
And that's navigating through all those folders. Just some final notes before we exit or end this podcast regarding the Milestone 311. The Milestone 311 does not have an on-off switch, but if not using the unit for 10 minutes, the unit will automatically go to sleep or shut off. The quickest way to bring the unit back to life is by hitting the play button, which is the largest button on the front-facing panel of the unit. It's the smoothest texture button, and it will bring the unit back to life. The unit also takes up to 3 hours to charge fully from being completely dead to being completely charged. The newest firmware release, 2.5, is now available. Please contact customer service at Independent Living Aids at 1-800-537-2118 or email Independent Living Aids at can-do@independentliving.com. And your firmware release, or the latest firmware release, plus instructions on how to install it to the Milestone 311, will be provided.